AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are lower at the close, in part because of President Trump's pick of Kevin Warsh to be the next leader of the Federal Reserve. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it could bring sweeping changes to the global economy's most dominating central bank.
Warsh has long backed higher interest rates. The president's demanded they be lower and has hammered current chair Jerome Powell for not cutting them. Asked if Warsh committed to cuts, the president says he did not ask. It wouldn't be appropriate.
But he certainly wants to cut rates. I've been watching him for a long time.
If confirmed, Warsh would face the challenge of keeping the Fed's traditional political independence while also placating the president. Top Senate Banking Committee Democrat Elizabeth Warren says given his own past views and a president seemingly intent on dominating the Fed.
Donald Trump has made clear he wants a sock puppet, and Kevin Warsh evidently passed that test.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge in New York says federal prosecutors can't seek the death penalty against Luigi Mangione in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The AP's Mike Sisak is in New York.
Attorney General Pam Bondi issued a statement decrying the killing of Brian Thompson and saying that the death penalty was warranted in this case. The Trump administration under President Donald Trump has reinstated the death penalty.
The Justice Department has released more than 3 million pages of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche says there's a lot to go through.
President Trump has said for years what I think everybody will find to be exactly true, which is detailing his relationship and lack thereof with Mr. Epstein and what he thought about Mr. Epstein. And notwithstanding what the department has been saying for a very long time, we're still where we are today.
Some parts of Florida could see snow this weekend. This is AP News. Venezuela is privatizing its oil industry.
Less than a month after the brazen seizure of then-President Nicolas Maduro in a U.S. military attack in Venezuela's capital, Venezuela is shaking up its oil industry. At a rally in the capital, Caracas, Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, announced she has signed a law that will open the nation's oil sector to privatization. The move reverses a tenet of the self-proclaimed socialist movement that has ruled the country for more than two decades. Lawmakers in the country's National Assembly approved the overhaul earlier in the day. As the bill was being passed, the U.S. Treasury Department officially began to ease sanctions on Venezuelan oil that once crippled the industry. The moves by both governments are paving the way for yet another radical geopolitical and economic shift in Venezuela. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.